My name's Tony Heaton. I'm the chief executive of Shape, and I got there by working in a number of organisations which gave me a broad overview and allowed me to get to be chief executive. Before that, I was the director of Holton Lee in Dorset. I was there for 10 years, so a very similar role to the role I've got at Shape. And before that, I worked for the Citizens Advice Bureau, and I worked for Radar, which is a disability organisation.
What motivates you in your job?
I think I'm self-motivated. I think I'm curious, and so I'm motivated just by doing my job. My job motivates me. What I do motivates me.
What's your approach to taking your organisation forward in these challenging times?
Well, I just thought to say glibly that we are to go forward boldly, or to boldly go forward. I'm not sure which way around it is. So I'm really just interested in pushing us forwards, setting out our strategy and working to that strategy. But it's not as easy as that, is it? Because the external world is changing, and the external world's changed quite radically over the last few months. So we keep having to test our strategy and our business plan against the reality of the world outside. So.
And do you do anything to keep up with developments in leadership in other organisations?
I probably should, but I read somewhere that there's been that many books written on leadership that to read them all you would need 3 lifetimes, and I don't have even 1 lifetime. So I think that my approach to leadership is intuitive and experiential, so I'm less forced towards formal learning and more forced towards seat-of-the-pants leadership, I suppose.
And what's your experience of the Cultural Leadership Programme?
I've really enjoyed it. And the thing that stands out mostly for me is meeting other people in leadership positions and hearing their stories. And often their stories are quite ordinary, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way, because mine's really ordinary too. So it's really nice to think that there's not been any real magic, and a lot of it has been based on, I often say that the most important decisions we ever make in our lives have been not deliberate. They've been circumstantial or by luck or, you know, good fortune. And that's been reinforced by hearing people's stories on Cultural Leadership Programme.
So how do you think networking comes into that? Because some people see networking as a term as a bad thing. Obviously it's something that happens quite naturally sometimes. Yeah. How do you think that comes into your life and your career?
I think it's really important, and I'm an unashamed networker, though I don't think about it as networking. I think about it as going to places where people want, almost like a forum, where people are there to share ideas and to be open to be asked questions. If I'm at a networking event, I'm fully expect, if people want to come up and talk to me and ask me questions or, you know, share information with me. And that's what I do.
Is that something that came naturally to you?
I think it comes naturally because I'm immensely curious, and I'm, as I said, I'm really unashamed. So I'll go up and talk to anybody, and I've always found people to be incredibly generous. My Sandy Nairn, the director of the National Portrait Gallery, I met him at a CLP event, and I was just about to promote an exhibition of portraits, so I sort of put my sights on him and tracked him down, and I really just pushed my wheelchair in front of the door and didn't let him out till he'd agreed to come and open our exhibition. And he was incredibly generous and kind to do that. So if he ever wants me to go back and open one of his exhibitions, I'd do the same.